The provisions of Lower Redway's tree protection zoning will be updated, and Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors is also considering extending them countywide. Known as a Q zone, the Lower Redway zoning area sets standards for tree removals on properties less than 3 acres that are not zoned for timber production. Updating it was called for at the August 11th supervisors meeting. The need to do so is triggered by a Lower Redway property owner's controversial removal of 4 old-growth trees last winter. The county was under the mistaken impression that CAL FIRE is in charge and the trees were cut without a county permit. After public outcry, a 5th tree was sought to be cut under a county permit, which was unanimously denied by the Planning Commission last June. Planning Director John Ford summarized that history and explains here how the Q zone can be updated to work better.
Number one is the ordinance identifies that trees can be removed if it's an imminent danger of falling and thus creating an imminent hazard. That's a little bit hard to interpret. It'd be better to give some more clarity to what an imminent danger is and what an immediate hazard is, because trees can pose hazards for other reasons than just falling. And it should be clear from the county's perspective what that means and under what circumstances that a tree could be successfully considered for removal. And to correlate with that, there should be a more robust requirement process for determining the health and the safety of the tree. This would involve developing standards for reports from both arborists and foresters to lay out the amount of information that should be included in a report so that the decision makers can have a clear understanding from a very technical standpoint of the health of the tree. And it should be documented either with photo evidence or other kinds of evidence to demonstrate that the tree is either healthy or not healthy. And then the ordinance currently requires notification of people within the Q zone. If you're either south of Bryce Thurnton Road or north of it, and it should be modified that everybody within that Q zone be notified. I think the other thing that we would recommend is that there should be a requirement that these requirements to protect the trees should end up on title for the property so that prospective property owners would realize that there may be dangers associated with living in a forested environment and what the limitations are in terms of working on those trees.
The situation has been followed beyond Redway, and Ford said there's been conversation about the desire to protect old-growth trees throughout the county. Hence, another recommendation is to develop an ordinance that would protect old-growth trees countywide. During a public comment period, Redway resident Sue Maloney was one of several speakers who said the community should be involved in an updated Q-zone ordinance.
I think that it's really important, instead of having just planning or just a couple people make these decisions, I think we need to have a committee to clarify and strengthen a lot of the details that we're talking about, and we are in agreement with a lot of them. The one about getting this information on the title is awesome. I think that a committee should include Lower Redway residents. It should include planning commissioners, like a couple of them definitely expressed an interest on June 18th. It should include arborists, including PG&E arborists, who I think do a really good job down there. And I think we can't underestimate PG&E's role in their concern about the trees and the power lines down there. It should include parks, and it should include fish and wildlife, and it should include the tribes.
Other speakers emphasized the need for assuring that the Q-zone's protections are heeded into the future. Ford said the Q-zone update will be thoroughly reviewed before it comes before the board.
I do think that this is not something that can be done in a closet. This has got to be a very public process, whether we work at setting together a specific group that works at it or just have a lot of public meetings through the process. Either way, it's just got to have a lot of input. It's got to have a lot of input from a lot of different foresters, a lot of different arborists, a lot of different concerned individuals of the community and the greater community of Humboldt County. Appreciate the idea that PG&E is often down there working. For sure, the state park is affected by this.
Supervisors unanimously approved development of an updated Q zone with the changes in public involvement described by Ford. They also approved development of a countywide Q zone type ordinance, but the vote wasn't unanimous, as Supervisor Rex Bones said it's too enveloping and voted against it. His was the only dissent vote. Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said she's not sure about a countywide ordinance, but is open to a discussion on it. An interim Q-zone-type countywide moratorium on tree removals will also come back to supervisors. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.